Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From Deb season to a true slice of Ireland that some locals just don't know about, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio this Friday to tell us about all the stories that we might have missed from around the country this week. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not bad at all, actually.
Good. Yeah,
I know that, do you know what I was just saying today? I can't get over it. It's the 7th of August.
I know.
Where did the summer go?
I have teacher friends who are actually preparing to go back to school and I'm just thinking that's the summer gone.
Yeah, it is.
But now today is nice, so yeah, we won't rule out the summer just yet.
There'll be showers at some point. Anyway, it's all good news.
It's
all positive.
Sunny.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Well, hailing from County Donegal.
Yeah, we're going to your home county for our first story.
I spotted this.
And what a lady this was as well. A Donegal woman known as the world's oldest pub landlady has sadly died. This is Nancy Murray from Muff, who was 96 when she passed away on Tuesday. And Donegal News tells us that the Donegal great-grandmother worked behind bars for over half a century. And she was the boss of a pub called the Peveril of the Peak, I think is how you pronounce it.
Manchester.
It was a big pub in Manchester. Really famous pub, and she ran it for decades. Her family says the pub will remain open thanks to our brilliant staff, and if you pop in anytime soon, please raise your glass to the wonder that was Nancy. So we have to go all the way back to 1930 when Nancy was born in Inishowen, and she left Donegal like a lot of people would have back then in 1946 when she was 16 to search for work in Glasgow. She moved then in 1950 to Manchester, where she met her future husband Tommy, and they took over the pub in 1971. Tommy died 10 years later, and then she ran the pub by herself. Such a famous pub as well. And they remind us in this article that when Nancy took over the pub, Jack Lynch was Taoiseach, Brendan Shine was top of the pop charts with his song O'Brien Has Nowhere to Go, and Roy Keane hadn't even been born yet. And Nancy spoke in 2021 to mark 50 years of pulling pints and said, "I left Donegal when I was young, but I never lost my accent." And she was in her 90s when she did that interview.
Fabulous, yeah.
But she said, "My mind is as good as when I was 16. Now, when we say famous pub here, she has served Eric.
I spotted pictures of this, you see, during the week.
Oh, really?
From home.
Yeah.
I mean, Liam and Noel Gallagher.
Yeah. So she served Eric Cantona and Gary Neville, Liam and Noel Gallagher, also Steve Coogan, and TV celebrities like Robbie Coltrane and Coronation Street actor Bill Tarmey, and part of Cold Feet, that wonderful show from the 90s starring James Nesbitt, that was actually filmed in the pub as well. And Oasis had a photo shoot outside the pub for their debut album, Definitely Maybe. So it's a massive pub.
It is.
Huge legacy.
Huge amount of coverage about this, actually, from home. I spotted it during the week.
And
but Eric, pretty sad story.
Eric Cantona went back in when the pub reopened after COVID and signed pictures for Nancy as well. So they were sad to say goodbye to Nancy, but she was landlady for over 55 years.
And thoughts with the family as well. And now, from Donegal to Tipperary, big news this week.
Big news for Tipperary tourism this week, with a big shout out from National Geographic, which is a huge magazine worldwide and has their own TV channel and everything. Now, could you pinpoint the Glen of Aherlow on a map?
No.
Nor could I. I don't think I've ever been at the Glen of Aherlow. And it's not like hotspots like Dublin, Kerry, Galway, which are well known for tourism. National Geographic has hailed the Glen of Aherlow as this great green valley that stretches through Tipperary as a slice of true Ireland. And they actually say even some locals don't know about the Glen of Aherlow and how amazing it is. The Irish Independent highlighted the story. It's set between the Galtee Mountains and Slievenamuck, and the gorgeous glen is the focus of a travel article published in National Geographic this week. And actually, several months ago, Lonely Planet hailed Tipperary as one of the world's best places to visit in 2026 as well. So it's incredible, the tourism opportunities now. And of course, if you get a mention in Condé Nast or National Geographic or Lonely Planet, that will increase your tourism as well. So National Geographic says the Glen of Aherlow has a scenic drive and a heritage trail with lots of hidden gems. They recommend riding a horse or having a horse riding lesson in Ireland's equestrian capital. Now, I disagree with that. Kildare is Ireland's equestrian capital, not Tipperary. But anyway, well done to them. Nice shout out.
Absolutely.
Well, all all news is, of course, local. So we're going to Galway for our next story, where he might be a household name, but Fitzy is still a Galwegian at heart. I've told you before, I've never seen a second of Love Island, but I know who he is.
Yeah.
Like, I know who Maura Higgins is. I know who the big names are.
Big names there.
He's still very popular. So far, he looks like the one doing the best out of Love Island from this season. And he's fresh from leaving the Love Island villa now. But Fitzy made a surprise return
to the
Gaelic football pitch.
I saw that, actually.
So his partner from Love Island, Lola, was also spotted watching on from the sideline in Athenry. So I assume he met her on the show.
He did. Yeah, they were going paired up or coupled up from the very beginning.
But they're still a couple now.
Oh, well, I mean, he had a whole balloon display over the weekend asking her to be his girlfriend. You know, with will you be my girlfriend? Balloons.
Bit tacky, but okay.
Bit mad, but sure, look.
Anyway.
We're talking about it.
So. He was a surprise inclusion in the panel for his club as they faced off against Caltra in the first round of the Galway Senior Football Championship, playing in Kenny Park in Athenry. So he came onto the pitch in the second half and he was greeted with a huge roar from the crowd who were watching on. Now, apparently, before he'd even left the villa, Fitzy had promised to bring Lola to a match to watch her first ever Gaelic football match. And Lola said, "That's my dream. It's literally my favourite thing in the world. I used to love Victoria Beckham when I was young, so I was obsessed with being a wag." So now she's a wag because she was in Athenry watching him play in the first round of the Galway Senior Football Championship. What I don't know is who won the match. Not sure of that, but anyway, I think he's the real winner in general.
Are you ready to go shopping? Step inside a very special supermarket. The only supermarket in the world that gives you money. £2,000 is waiting on our shelves to be won by...
Do you remember that theme tune?
Yeah, it was a supermarket sweep. Supermarket, is that what it's called?
Supermarket sweep.
I remember this, yeah.
With Dale Winton.
Yeah.
And we're going to
my own... Brilliant show.
It was a great show. I loved it. And I love this idea too. So this is from my own county of Kildare. It's a supermarket with a difference. Kildare now is reporting a unique social supermarket is opening its doors in Selbridge. I think more places around the country should be doing this. The idea is that it allows people to choose the groceries they need in a bid to remove some of the stigma often associated with seeking food support. So we all know of food banks, which do such incredible work, really shouldn't exist in a country as wealthy as Ireland, but unfortunately we do have to have food banks. So this is a food bank with a difference because you have a bit of your own choice when it comes to what you get. It's run by Feed Kildare and it's an initiative of the Bridge Church in Selbridge, and it's going to operate as a social supermarket. So you go in and you browse the shelves, the fridges, the freezers and pick the food that best suits you. They've been running with this idea for quite a while. It took 6 months, but it's now up and running and it's based at the Bridge Church premises behind Tesco in Selbridge. Now, you can kind of call it a food bank, but they're hoping...
Is it a charity run this year?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, run by Feed Kildare. And the team hopes that this supermarket, the social supermarket model, will give people more control over the support they receive. What they're basically saying is when you go to a food bank, you're given a bag of food.
Of stuff, yeah.
And you mightn't use it all.
It's very true.
But you obviously feel grateful for getting the bag of food, but now you can go in and pick actually what you want. So rather than being handed the pre-packed bag or box of groceries, you're going to have a personal shopper who'll go around with you in the supermarket and pick the items you actually want and will use. And as I said, they have fridges and freezers and shelves, and you'll be brought around by the personal shopper. They'll say things like, do you want bread? Do you need milk? And they'll actually get to have a choice themselves of what they want to bring home. And giving people that choice is an important part of what the team hopes to achieve. And then after you do your shopping, there's going to be a free cafe where you can sit down for a cup of tea and a slice of cake.
Very good.
It's a lovely
idea. Nice little idea, yeah, for sure. Finally,
we're going to have like smaller numbers. We'll have a sensory space. We'll have reduced sound, so the band and the DJ won't be as loud. There'll be no flashing lights and everything will be done at a calmer pace. Everything will be tailored to the attendees' needs. Sometimes people with addition needs may not get the same experience of a regular Debs, and we wanted to give that opportunity to them.
So this is my story of the week. Oh. We're going back to Tipperary, and that was Catherine Kennedy speaking there, who's from South Tipperary Autism Group, because they're organising a Debs with a Difference. It's on next week, and it's a sensory-friendly Debs for young people with additional needs. It's on in Clonmel next week for people aged 16 to 21. So some of the things at the sensory Debs, they're going to have a band, like a lot of Debs do. The band is the Dublin City Ramblers. They'll be playing live, but they're going to have their sound level reduced to suit sensory needs, so it won't be as loud as sometimes bands would be at you know, events and things like that. Also, the idea came from giving young people with additional needs the same Debs experience as everyone else has, and Catherine says it also came from a desire to give her son the same sense of closure with the school experience.
Lovely idea.
That other young people have. Cormac was diagnosed with autism when he was 3. He's looking forward to getting dressed up in his suit.
Yeah.
It begins with a red carpet event for everyone arriving with your finest gear on. There's going to be a mocktail reception on arrival as well. There will be professional photographers there taking pictures of you. There's going to be a photo booth and you'll get your meal as well, your Deb's meal. There's also going to be a magician, and there's a mobile sensory unit in the car park. So if it all gets a bit too much for some of the attendees, they can go out to the car park, get a quiet space to regulate if things become overwhelming. And there's going to be a few special needs assistants during the night to give support. It's a gorgeous idea.
Fair play to them. What are your plans for the weekend?
I am going to a social event. You'll be shocked to hear this.
Go on.
I'm going to the horse show.
Oh, are you? You can stay.
No, I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
So,
it's Aga Khan today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's on Sunday. I'm not sure. I don't know that. Well, here's the thing. Can you believe I'm from Kildare and I've never been to the horse show? Surrounded.
Yeah, but you just blow my mind in general with the things.
But like, I grew up surrounded by show jumping, and I've never been to the horse show.
It's an absolutely fabulous. I've gone most years. I actually didn't get to it this year now, but most years I would go.
I'm really looking forward to it. I was invited to go. I get my lunch, and I also get a free bar as well. So I was like,
I haven't experienced the horse show like that.
So I'm really looking forward to it. So
leave it all to you.
Yeah. What are you up to?
I'm off to a place called Belnalac. I'm sure you're wondering where that is. It's not in Westmeath. It's in Fermanagh.
Oh, okay.
And I am cruising down the River Earn.
Lovely.
For the weekend. Yeah.
Beautiful.
The gang of us do it now for the last 3 years. And it's absolutely, it's like, it's just camping in the water.
Who drives the boat?
Well, I did a lot of it.
Well, you do it yourself.
Oh, well, no. Now, I've sort of taken a bit. The first year, I did most of it.
Yeah.
The second year, I took a big step
back. So you're an experienced sailor,
of course. Yeah, but this is more like driving an articulated lorry or bus. Do you know what I mean? This is nothing to do with sailing.
There's no captain. It's you and your friends who do it.
Yeah, we do it. Okay. And we have to read the maps.
Yeah, yeah.
Make our way.
And who cooks for you?
Well, two of the gang on the boat are absolutely brilliant at doing the...
Grand.
The food and the charcuterie board and all the important things.
This sounds like a lovely holiday, and the weather's going to be nice as well.
Yeah, it's the first year I think we're going to get some rain though. Some dose, but
that
anyway.
Sounds absolutely.
So I don't
gorgeous.
Know where I'm summering on the River Earn. That's where I am for the weekend.
Keep an eye out if you're golfing in the area.
You might be as if we're in distress. It's hopefully touch wood.
No, you'd
hopefully
be fine.
Not us. Shane Beattie back with you Monday from 6. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a mil.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.